Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about stopping lying to ourselves. There is a real challenge with any right brain thinker, be it with dyslexia or ADHD. We have a habit of getting really excited about something that is actually a great idea. And then we lie to ourselves that we're going to continue to repeat that thing for the next 25 years and that we've finally got the energy to do something and everything is going to be great. And then it all falls apart. In this episode, I just want to dig a bit deeper into this because it's such an important thing for us all to be aware of, listen about, and kind of really get. So let's dive into today's pod. Okay, so why has this one come up? Why is this on the top of my mind? What has given me the energy to talk about this? You know, I think if you've got a dyslexic mind, you have got to have had an example of this probably recently. You know, this happens to all of us all the time to some degree. Even now, where I think I like to think I've mastered my dyslexia, it doesn't mean that I don't have blinding flashes of great ideas or routines or systems that if I apply to my life, my business, my relationships, I get to improve everything. You know, and you know, I always laugh about this because at the time they seem like the best idea ever. And, you know, there's so much power to achieve something behind it. I always remember, you know, and a great example of this is myself and Holly came up with date nights. We were going to do one every 2 weeks on a Friday, and we were going to alternate. So one fortnight it was me, one fortnight it was her, and we would have a great date night. So we set it up. We've got it in the calendar. It repeats every fortnight. And then we also even set up a bank account, which was really smart at the time. And we put $20 a week in it each. And so what happens is we actually have a date night fund. Now, these things were actually is probably better than we've done in the past because we recognize the way we think, the way we have ideas, the way, you know, energy flows, shall we say, and actually created some really good, you know, systems that we didn't have to manage. And those two systems have been fantastic for the system because every fortnight I get a reminder it's date night, which is great. And we've got money set aside, which is so wicked. Now, even with these amazing, awesome systems in place, which I'm a bit proud because there are a lot of times I'll come up with ideas and we won't even get that far, you know, to actually create something. But we still very rarely follow the system. We do not systematically go out fortnightly for a date. It's like our brains cannot. We just, you know, for whatever reason, we're tired on a Friday night, you know, and we just want to rest, you know, which is quite normal. We don't really want to go out and have a big night. And we just don't stick to the schedule. It just doesn't happen. I think we lasted about a month or two, if I can remember rightly. And now it just doesn't work that way. But what's kind of happened and shaken out from the bottom of it is the bank account thing was actually awesome because we actually do have some money aside for a date night. Now, whether that happens once every 6 weeks, sometimes we do a staycation and we go and rent a hotel room in our city and just have a night away. Sometimes we just go out for dinner. Recently, we used it to put towards our honeymoon because like we're like, oh, we may as well use the money for that. It had built up a little bit. And so, you know, even though our initial concept was really like it meant well, you know, it was good to put these routines and systems in place, we still couldn't follow it. Now, if you asked me this direct to my face, I'd probably put my back up and fight about it and say, no, we always meant this, da 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 da, you know, good talkers, us dyslexics. But deep down, I'd have known, yeah, we probably haven't really followed the system. It's not been exactly how we planned. But there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, the old days I used to lie to myself and say, I'm going to do this Then when I didn't do it, I'd kick myself when I was down and say, come on, how can you not even follow something so simple? Don't you, you know, I build all these stories. Like, don't you love Holly? Don't you care about her enough to make sure the system works? But realistically, I do love her. But it's, you know, systems don't work in my head as well as, you know, they don't work in life and reality quite as well as they work in my head. So it's very, very important that I give myself a break on these things because, you know, they're not going to work the way they're always intended to. Very rarely they will ever work the way they're intended to. But the important thing behind these kind of solutions and systems is that, one, the intention is right behind it. So what was the intention behind this dating stuff? Was that me and Holly wanted to make sure that we prioritized finding some time together. And that was super important. Super, super important for us. The second thing, and I heard this at an event I went to over the weekend, a big property event. It was great to see the speaker speak. And he just reminded me, like, momentum is so important. When there are big ships out in the ocean, they don't always go the correct way every second of the, you know, the journey. They're always moving. But a giant ship can't move if there's no momentum. You've ever tried to turn a giant container ship when it's sitting still? I'll promise you, it doesn't happen. They don't work that way. And that's kind of like life. You know, we're kind of, you know, many of us are all in this momentum stream, which is giving us, you know, is giving us all the speed. And we've just got to tap the direction we're trying to go with the right intention, even if it doesn't work out every single time. But the momentum will at least get us to where we're going in the long run. And that's just so, so important for us to remember, is not to beat ourselves up about these little systems, to lie to ourselves and say, I'm going to do this perfectly day one. You know, another great example, and I've talked about this one before, is there was a period I became a vegetarian. It was a very strong 2 to 3 weeks of my life. And I've never put in more energy into something. And like I would have, there was a part there, I just remember, I became so annoying. So, so annoying. I'd seen this one documentary on Netflix about it. I think it was actually about being vegan. I may have gone vegan for 3 weeks. I can't even remember, to be honest. It was definitely something starting with V. And I remember showing it hilariously to a couple of other lads I know that are both neurodiverse as well. And one of them, both of them picked it up, you know, and it was great. It was so funny. We all kind of went down this zone and a couple of them lasted longer than I did, really. I was quite proud. Yeah, I got to 3 weeks and one of them, I'm sure, did a good 3 months of it. And but it was interesting. Like, we did not become vegetarians for life. If anything, we probably may have gone the other way. But nonetheless, it's, you know, it taught us a huge amount. You know, being able to immerse yourself as that person, even if I was lying to myself to say that this was a long-term thing. At the time, I wasn't lying. I was actually really feeling it. But I was probably lying to myself that this was something that was going to stick forever. Because I think none of us are people that are going to have things that stick forever. It just kind of doesn't work that way. You know, these rules are all malleable. There are definitely rules that help us, but they don't last. And because I went down that track, what I like to think about is, what was my intention behind doing that? It was to create a healthier me. That was a good intention, and I was proud of that intention, and I'm proud of that intention every day that I do it. And it's super vital. And then from a momentum standpoint, it 100% kept giving me momentum to be fitter and healthier. I learned more about vegetables than I probably learned in my life. You know, I have moved to vegetarian protein, a plant-based protein that I really like. And you know, that came off the back of it. I've also moved to another vegetarian meal that I have every lunchtime nearly. I had for about 6 months. It's changed a little bit over the last couple, but it's coming back again. And that all came from this vegetarian understanding, whereas before it, I didn't really have any clue about it. So what happened was, I've actually moved maybe 50% of my intake of food more vegetarian than I was before. So it actually had a massive momentum shift in my life. But again, at the time, I was lying to myself that I was going to be a vegetarian for the rest of my life. But it was amazing. The character I played at that time was so into it. It was really annoying. Not that a vegetarian's annoying, but you know how it comes across sometimes. We've all had those people, and we've all probably been those people at some point where we've like shouted for something and then completely shifted into a different zone. So, you know, this podcast, guys, the one thing I want to get across to you is be real. Be real with yourself when you fall over. If you do get excited and go head of steam into something, doesn't quite work out, don't beat yourself up. Just know that that was probably always going to happen and it's okay. What can you take away from that experience? Ask yourself, what was the intention? Am I happy with that intention? You know, old days, if I'd have been chasing money for the sake of money, that intention is actually not good. It's not valuable for me. It doesn't help me. It actually doesn't help me. If I was doing it for the sake of something better, or the intention behind it was really good, then I can go, okay, great. I feel better about that. And so that's something I always dig into. And also to just understand your mind. You're going to go through these periods. The energy will get real high on something, and then it'll disappear. So think about, what can you take away from the wreckage of these experiences that will help you on your journey going forward rather than hold you back? So that's what I want to share today, guys. I've been Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia. Just to let you know, we're starting to update some of our social media stuff. So you'll see maybe some new banners on our Facebook page. I'm going to try and do a bit more Instagram stuff, etc. I have never really promoted this podcast massively, but it's got quite an awesome following of you awesome human beings. So I really appreciate that. We're going to start to do a bit more on truth on Facebook, Instagram. I've had a few people asking if we can as well, just so they can share stuff, because it's a bit hard with just the podcast itself. So thank you guys for reaching out and giving me a kick. Again, my intention is to do this, but let's see how it goes. But we'll definitely try and build some systems that do last, you know. And probably the last thing on systems that last, sometimes it's great to build a system and then get someone else to repeat it. That's a real secret I teach business owners. It honestly is super valuable. If you can build the system, you're probably good at it. Let other people do the bit which can be a bit boring, where you repeat the same thing again and again. So have an epic rest of your day, guys, and I'll be back in a couple of days.